CRTV's Radio Network Service. The 7 p.m. news with Rita Yuosumbom. In our top stories, schools across the country resume classes tomorrow, Monday, for the second term of the 2024-2025 academic year. Out of Cameroon, millions of Americans are in the grips of a huge winter storm that could bring the heaviest snowfall and coldest temperatures in over a decade. And coming up in sports, defending cup winners of Cameroon Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Dobo have moved to the top of the league standing after beating Union Sportive of Douala today 1-0 in one of the day six matches of the First Division Championship. Details of these and more in a moment. Classes resume nationwide tomorrow, Monday, for the second term of the 2024-2025 school year. The term characterized by the organization of many extracurricular activities leading up to the Youth Day celebrations is considered as crucial and decisive, with teachers expected to cover their syllabuses. The school reopening comes at the end of the festive season, marked by the 2025 New Year message of the head of state to the nation, who reassured teachers in the country of ongoing efforts made by the government to address the aspirations and concerns of teachers. And few hours to the resumption of classes for the second term, travel agencies in the city of Betoa are crowded. Passengers who wish to travel to different destinations are finding it hard to obtain a ticket as buses cannot accommodate the influx of the passengers. Tala LT report from Betoa.
Traveling out of Betoa this Sunday requires a lot of patience. In different travel agencies, buses keep coming and going, but the crowd seems not to move. Idrisu and Anne Octavie are travelers. I came here since morning to see off my family traveling to Garoua. I was in Belabo, where I spent the end of year festivities with my family. Getting a bus back was not easy. This rush hour has pushed heads of travel agencies to readjust their logistics and travel plans. Yann Tonier is manager of a travel agency.
We put at the disposal of our passengers good buses. We also ensure that the travel plans are respected, even though it is difficult.
Officials of the Ministry of Transport are also on the field to ensure the safety of these travelers. Jean-Paul Ngake is Lomangerem Divisional Delegate of Transport. We found a bus transporting gas cylinders, which is prohibited. We asked them to offload these cylinders with immediate effect. Meeting the demands of passengers during this period is a nightmare heads of travel agencies in Betoa have to face in spite of their limited logistics. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betoa.
And the travel agencies in Garoua are equally battling with a huge influx of passengers who are having a hard time securing tickets due to a shortage of buses. Yet among the passengers are many students returning to school for the second term. Mercy Ashunyabe, you captured the ambience in Garoua in our report.
Unending queues, which seem to have no end, and parking lots for buses filled up with travelers who are heading for different destinations. This, coupled with looks of anxiety and worry on the availability of buses and arrival time, gives a clear picture of what this travel agency in Garoua looks like a few days after the New Year's feast. I'm a student in the University of Maroua. I've been here since midday to grab a ticket for Maroua, and classes begin on Monday. It is not working. I've been here since yesterday morning. I want to go to Douala with my children. We have been abandoned and they have vehicles that are heading to Fano. On the other side of the counter are ticket sales agents who are doing their best to satisfy the huge numbers of travelers who are streaming into the agency, but they can only do this much. Abubakar Baba are chiefs of travel agencies in Garoua. Since morning, we've done three trips, one for Yaoundé, and we're waiting for another bus to take off to Douala. But we cannot satisfy everyone because there are buses blocked on the other side too. But on the Maroua-Yagua axis, we have no problem. Managing the needs of travelers after the New Year's feast is one of those challenging moments for travel agencies to consolidate or lose their clientele to competitors in the transport business. Mercy Ashunyabe, CLTV News, Garwa.
In more news, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, will preside over the signing ceremony of the Memorandum of Understanding between his ministry and the International Organization for Migration, IOM, tomorrow, Monday, January 6, 2025, as from 2 p.m. at the Franco Hotel in Yaoundé. The purpose of the memorandum is to pool their effort to provide better supervision for returnee migrants, populations on the move, and Cameroon diaspora youths, in addition to promoting peace and social cohesion. In religious news, the outgoing executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, CBC, Reverend Pastor Ditame Shalomon, has urged CBC Christians to be exemplary and to give their full support to his successor, Reverend Dr. T.K. John. He made the call during a heavily attended send-off ceremony at the Etukebe Baptist Church in Yaoundé today. Here is the outgoing executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, Reverend Dr. Ditame Shalomon. He spoke to Ngu Henry.
My impressions are very good because the attendance was very heavy, with Christians coming from all over the country, some even from the extreme north, they were here. And I could see the participation and the joy that accompanied the service. It has not been an easy walk through the 4 years of leadership in the Cameroon Baptist Convention. And the message that I have left with CBC Christian as I leave is the message of peace, just like Jesus Christ did when he was leaving the disciples. And this is coming from John chapter 14, verse 27. The peace I leave with the CBC is the peace that I call for the entire country, because we need peace. I have left behind a lot of infrastructural development, holistic development, the message of peace. I have left behind another impression, namely that of fairness, that of ethics to all Christians. And then I am calling upon all CBC Christians, we should abandon tribalism. We should abandon ad infinitum leadership. We should practice inclusive leadership.
We apologize for the poor sound quality of the interview. And now we go over to the southwest region, still to talk about religion, where the Divine Mercy Co-Cathedral of the Diocese of Boye has been officially dedicated, marking a significant milestone for the Christian community. It has been described by His Lordship Michael Bibi, Bishop of the Diocese of Boye, as a magnificent edifice with the potential to enrich the spiritual lives of believers. The dedication ceremony coincided with the inaugural Mass for the 48th Annual Bishop's Seminar, which the Diocese of Boya is hosting. More with Charles Abuno of CRTV Southwest.
Conceived by the Bishop Emeritus of the Diocese of Boya, His Lordship Emmanuel Bushu, in the year 2009, the Divine Mercy Co-Cathedral project was to build a mega structure in Boya that would serve as a place of worship for the ever-growing number of Christians. The current Bishop of the Diocese of Boya, His Lordship Michael Bibi, continued with the project from where his predecessor left.
Together with the priests, the religious, and the Christian people, we have worked within the past 5 years for this cathedral to be where it is now.
His Lordship Michael Bibi performed the dedication ritual of the Divine Mercy Co-Cathedral. The man of God says the co-cathedral shall have a massive impact on the spiritual lives of Christians.
The spiritual benefit that this house of prayer is supposed to bring, that all of us may experience it, and that it may help us to grow spiritually on this pilgrimage that we are making towards God's kingdom.
Prominent figures of the Catholic Church in Cameroon, such as the president of the National Episcopal Conference, Archbishop Andrew Nkeya, the Archbishop of Yaoundé, Jean Barga, among many others, are in Boya for the Bishop's Seminar. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Boya.
Elsewhere, Christ for Africa University has honored renowned religious leaders with honorary doctorates with the goal of building a united and worthy Cameroonian nation. This was in a ceremony in Marwa attended by esteemed guests where the critical role religious leaders play in promoting peace, unity and development in Cameroon was emphasized. Henry Tato Ekambi reports from Marwa.
Establishing a prosperous and cohesive Cameroonian community unhindered by discord, Christ for Africa University has pinpointed the key to overcoming this hurdle, which is cultivating visionary spiritual guides. According to the organizers of the award of the honorary doctorate to these trailblazers, marks the commencement of a transformative journey in Cameroon's Christian leadership. Dr. Zigwe Matias is the rector of the university.
Cameroon, in their deontology, they have the mindset of training men and women that are citizen-bound. And this great university is really training men and women that stands with the rules and regulations of this country, makes good citizens, and that alone helped government to alleviate their duties.
The recipients, now distinguished with this esteemed honor, have vowed to redouble their efforts in promoting peace, unity, and development in Cameroon. The ceremony was a resounding call to action, urging all Christians to join forces in building a brighter and more united Cameroon. Marwa, Henry Tatuigambi, CLTV.
And away from religion, a project to construct a rehabilitation center in Limbe to provide assistance and care to people living with mental disorder is in the pipeline. The project is one of many highlighted at the launch of a non-governmental organization in Limbe dubbed the Ekumes Charity Foundation. Kange Leon Caesar attended the event. His report.
Beyond the idea of the rehabilitation center for young persons living with mental health issues, the charitable organization is broad-based, tackling the needs of vulnerable persons and communities. Ekume Anya Ebele, CEO of the foundation.
It's a charitable organization, so we don't specify just on a particular group of people. One of our first objectives is we help to give support to create rehabilitation centers. Creating a rehabilitation center is one of our goals, and that is going to be situated here in Limbe.
Prior to the launch, the organization had actively been involved in community support projects.
We had a charitable visit at the CDC Cottage Hospital in Tiko, and also we visited the Sister of Judas Orphanage here in Limbe, where we donated some items to make the children very happy.
Beneficiaries also expressed gratitude to the foundation.
Glory, Ayom, we were privileged to be partakers of what they came to share with the individuals who were hospitalized, and those who receive something from this organization, we're really impressed, and we can say this is a kind gesture, and we pray that more of such should be.
The officials of the foundation further revealed that amongst the major objectives of the organization is the need to promote the 7 sustainable and development goals. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Limbe.
This is the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, and you're listening to the 7 p.m. news. In news out of Cameroon, millions of Americans are in the grips of a huge winter storm that could bring the heaviest snowfall and coldest temperatures in over a decade. Thousands of flights are cancelled or delayed, with St. Louis, Missouri, the worst hit airport. A state of emergency has been declared in some states. We talk sports now. Defending cup winners of Cameroon Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobo have moved to the top of the league standing after beating Union Sportive of Douala today 1-0 in one of the 6 matches of the First Division Championship. In the meantime, Young Sport Academy of Bamenda have continued sinking after losing to Dinamo of Douala by 0-1. Ben Collins, Nyoi Berio, has the details.
The 2024-2025 National Division 1 Football Championship is shaping up to be highly competitive. After 6 days of play, 5 clubs have occupied the top spot. Currently leading the pack with 14 points, it's Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobo, who humbled Union Sportive of Douala 1-0. 3 clubs trail Colombe Sportive with 11 points, Gazelle FA of Garoua, Canon Sportif of Yaoundé, who defeated Panthère Sportif of Dende 1-0, and Dynamo of Douala, who edged Young Sports Academy of Bamenda by 1-0. Defending champions, Victoria United of Limbe dropped to the 5th position after losing by 1-2 to 4th Azu Elite of Yaoundé. 4th Azu and Coton Sport of Garoua each have 9 points, followed by Stade Renard of Milong in 8th position with 8 points after their 1-0 win over RS Fortuna Omfu. Astro of Douala, Panthère Sportif of Dende, Bambutus of Bouda, Union Sportif of Douala, and PWD of Bamenda each have 7 points. RS Fortuna, Aigle of the Mongu, and Young Sports Academy of Bamenda are currently in the relegation zone. Young Sports Academy of Bamenda are still running behind their first victory of the season.
Ben Collins, Nyoi Bero reporting, and in more sports news, Lekie Fie continue to top the Guinness Women's Super League after day 5 matches. They defeated Vision Foot 4-1 to stay on top of the league with 15 points. Harrison Ashutiku has the details in this report.
6 wins and a total of 20 goals is the balance sheet of match day 5 of the Guinness Women's Super League. League leaders Lekie Fie humbled Vision Foot 4-1 to take their points to the top of the table to 15. Their rival, FC Bolova, humiliated Amazon Fab 5-1 in the first match at the annexe A of the Olembe Stadium in Yaoundé. Aitambong of Kambe defeated Jaspor 2-1 to move to the third position on the classification table. Struggling IS Hour defeated Cyclone of Douala 1-0, their first win of the season. Louv Mimprof defeated Authentic Ladies 3-1 in the Guinness Echo to move closer to the top of the table. At the Bepanda Stadium in Douala, Kaimanfi defeated Eclair of Sa 1-0. Following the results, Lekie Fie, FC Bolova, and Itambong occupy the top 3 positions, while Cyclone FC, who are yet to win a match, and IS Hour with 3 points are in the danger zone.
Harrison Ashutiko bringing us towards the end of our news, but before we go, a recap of our major stories. Schools across the country resume classes tomorrow, Monday, for the second term of the 2024-2025 academic year. Out of Cameroon, millions of Americans are in the grips of a huge winter storm that could bring the heaviest snowfall and coldest temperatures in over a decade. And in sports, as you just heard, defending cup winners of Cameroon Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobo have moved to the top of the league standing after beating Union Sportive of Douala today 1-0 in one of the 6 matches of the First Division Championship. And that's it for the 7 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, brought to you by Rita Yuasambom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.